Permit me to stand on the already established protocol. Today is a very big day for our party and also for Cross Iberians who are totally committed to our state moving forward. Our coming here is for a very simple exercise, and that is to present our manifesto and our work plan, which of course I will read the forward and I will also read the manifesto. We'll hand over the documents and the interaction another day. I'll take questions later, okay? Though I believe after this, you go see over the document and then we'll meet another day. So, gentlemen of the press, I'm so happy to see each and every one of you. I think the last time we met was last year, sometime last year. I want to wish each and every one of you a very happy new year. You will permit me to please sit down and then read from this document so that NTA arise news and others can get information. I hope permission is granted.
Very well, sir.
Like I've said, this document signals our very serious intention and desire to move Cross Iberia State to the next level. It is a document that has been carefully thought out and researched, considering where we are, where we find ourselves today. This document is to raise the standard of living of Cross Iberians and to mitigate the subsisting development deficits in our states. We are going to build radically on the gains and achievements of all the past governments to make sure that we give value to possible state. The greatest impediment for us for the past 30 years to unlock our prosperity potential has been our inability to build a dynamic, pragmatic, and sustainable productivity foundation for us to have prosperity and thereby create jobs. But I believe that by the time we are through, this state is going to move to the next level. Permit me to read the forward and then the brief manifesto. This document is called the People First Manifesto because the cornerstone of administration in all that we are going to engage in is going to be about the people. Cross Iberia State is a people's paradise. And our people first mantra will deepen investments in people. Our state is composed of several ethnic groups with great beauty in our ethnic diversities, which will be unified, harmonized, and strengthened through genuine love, mutual respect, and equal opportunities spread from Bakassi to Ubangi. As a home to about 4 million people, Cross Iberia State is known for peace and order, love and hospitality, amazing cultural heritage and great history, abundance of food, and the home of Nigeria's most renowned delicacies. We have resolved to sustain these gates and create new frontiers. Greatness awaits us as we unfold our agenda for a better crossover where everyone will live in peace and harmony with man and nature, pursuing legitimate businesses moderated by good governance in order to achieve this. I seek to be the next governor of Constituency and invite you to join Right Honorable Peter Odi and I on this occasion. We need to change the narrative that our state is a purely civil service state by repositioning our people to take advantage of our peculiarities in carving a niche for ourselves in a competitive world driven by modern technology and practices. We will create a niche for our farmers, young entrepreneurs, our children, as well as the elderly, to work smart and achieve their set goals seamlessly. We will create an enabling environment for everyone to have the chance to excel in the areas of endeavor. We have gone to every part of our dear state and have listened to the concerns of our people. Based on these concerns, we know that our people want an enabling environment for businesses to thrive on. Our people want value for agricultural produce. Our people want access to markets. Our people want qualitative education and healthcare system. Our people want a state where our commerce and industry have a chance to grow. Our people want to have the glory and beauty of our state restored. Our people want to live in life of dignity and honor. Our people want a state where they can move about without harassment by criminal elements. Our people want a state where the government takes security as a serious business and top priority. Our people want a safe state where there will be no instances of kidnapping and threats to lives and property. Our people want to live in peace, pursuing their legitimate businesses, and have access to needed infrastructure and social services. Our people want a true, innovative, and smart government. I am contesting on the platform of the All Progressive Congress, and I see our people in Constitutional State as being entitled to the benefits that only progressive good governance can do. When I was in the National Assembly as a member, representing Calabar Municipality and Lumani Federal Constituency, and subsequently as Senator, representing Cross River South Senatorial District, I ensured the initiation of Go People's Bill. I was one of the representatives who raised the bar and popularized environment programs for our people based on my love and strong desire to see every crossing region live to their full potential. We will run a people first government where all programs, projects, and initiatives will be to the benefit of the people and to the glory of God. While recognizing the efforts of the administrations of their excellencies, Udokala Jesuone, Polomu, Tunde Elebede, Clement Isom, Donald Etiebe, Daniel Achiba, Ibn Prinsu, Ernest Atta, Clement Ebu, Ibrahim Kefas, Gregory Abonene, Umar Farouk Ahmed, Christopher Osoru, Donald Duke, Yeli Mope, Benedict Ayade, Michal. In addition to all that this is about, we will scale up the agro-revolution of previous administrations, and we shall ensure agriculture becomes maximally profitable to our people. Our government will aggressively push for and support mechanization of farming in cross-river state, while creating an enabling environment for investments in agricultural businesses. See that all previously built industries work maximally for the benefit of our people. We shall implement an efficient model of management to ensure that industries run sustainably and profitably. We plan to expand the existing industries while building new ones for the economic well-being of our people. We shall expand access to free and compulsory qualitative education in cross-industry. our government will review our school curriculum to meet modern day requirements. We shall implement an automated school management system for efficient and effective management of our educational system. Skill-based education driven by modern technologies will be our top priority. We shall create a strong linkage between our educational strategies with our proposed cross-curricular strategy to ensure education quality will drive traffic to a possible state of education. We shall build and run world-class medical facilities that will pull medical tourists from across Africa to cross the state, while ensuring the efficient functionality of our primary, secondary, and tertiary healthcare facilities across the state. We will scale up the cross state health insurance scheme while making sure that healthcare is accessible to every consumer. We shall develop our existing and new tourist sites and diversify our tourism sector to accommodate medical, education, religious, and archaeological tourism. We shall deploy a world-class security architecture that will help us in achieving a near-zero crime safety with the aid of modern technologies, information, and reorientation. Working with the relevant agencies, our government will leave no stone unturned in our effort to prevent crime and make us more safe in safe haven for all law-abiding citizens. Our robust economic plan seeks to lift every Nigerian out of poverty. We shall create an enabling environment for business to grow and make us more safe and economic. Our government will constantly support business incubation centers and mentorship. We shall ensure every other sector contributes positively to the development of our country. We shall put in place modern road and street infrastructure. Our government will build from bureaus to link all communities. And we shall ensure there are access roads within all towns and villages. We will provide two more main channels of drainage in Calabar, while ensuring a full coverage of 60 kilometer street lighting in a major town with backup power to ensure optimal performance. We shall install automated traffic control devices and systems across the city. We shall reposition all government ministries, departments, and agencies with infrastructure development and maintenance mandate to operate and discharge their duties efficiently while creating avenues for public-private partnership. Infrastructure management. We shall provide adequate platforms and facilities for our sportsmen and women across the state, preparing and supporting them for national and international tournaments, while laying good foundation for homegrown talents through partnership with international sport investors and promoters. We shall seek to ensure a sustainable economic and efficient management of our mineral resources. We shall seek political solutions to the unity of our state as an oil-producing state. We shall follow all legal procedures in pursuing and ensuring the return of our 76 oil wells, as well as the review of exclusive lists and derivative sharing for the benefit of our state. We shall make Cross-River State fully digital by investing heavily and creating an enabling environment for the deployment and implementation of modern technologies. As a backbone for our diplomatic framework, we shall deploy modern technologies and best practices in the setup and management of our state infrastructures. We plan to make Cross-River State the ICT hub of Africa, in collaboration with our partners for the betterment of our community. We shall create digital skills, development centers across the state for our youth, making them global high-tech entrepreneurs. We shall automate government bureaucratic processes for high efficiency, transparency, and effectiveness. We shall preserve our physical environment through conservation and promotion of environmentally friendly practices in development and our lifestyle. We shall make possible the leading Nigerian state in environmental protection management, protecting and showcasing our rich fauna and flora across the length and breadth of the state. We shall centralize and coordinate the bookkeeping and registration of public revenues and expenditure, while issuing and socializing financial administrative instructions on the financial management of public funds, promoting their constant perfecting with a pedagogic action. We shall coordinate updates and normalize the system for classifying public expenses and socialize the criteria that shall rule the classification. Our government shall remain committed to completing all of the projects inherited or initiated by past administration in an open and transparent manner. We shall scale up the achievement of past administration and aggressively drive improvements to every nook and cranny of prosperity, with special attention to our seaports, Chinapa, the Bumurang Resort, the Yade Dosafa, and all other government projects and programs. The governorship of Prosperous State is not a child's play. It is a call to sincere service, and I do not take it lightly. I shall give my best with utmost integrity, humility, and sincerity. I call upon everyone, beyond party lines and ethnicity, to join my running mate and I to pursue these dreams by providing an enabling environment, access to markets and opportunities, better life and prosperity for our people through the initiatives we have outlined. We welcome your contributions and critique as we get ready to reposition our district. Let us think about the improvements. I will just touch on one or two things here and then we'll take questions. As we believe in sustaining the games, this is just our plan. As we believe in sustaining the games while improving and maintaining the legacy of our past leaders, especially in the areas of human capital development, industrialization, agro-revolution, tourism, value addition, national and international collaboration, infrastructure and better structures, our policy trust is anchored on eliminating wastage, subsidizing productivity, and all institutions and programs that support us. The deepening of our investment without discrimination in our people will be the cornerstone of our administration. Establishing and institutionalizing our people first market, the strategy will ensure provision of the best of abilities and lifestyle for across the world. We aim to use all available resources in and outside of Prosperous State to create wealth and provide a responsive leadership that is productive, transparently distributive, and accountable to the people. We see a secure, stable, successful, and egalitarian Prosperous State where protection of lives, property, and the welfare of the people are the first and last assignment of all. Based on our values, our government will be extremely passionate about the welfare of the people, irrespective of their tribe, tongue, and section. I am a strong believer in the availability of the democratic process, rule of law, and the delivery of the democratic process. Senator Bruce Massey, the court. I think we've touched on all sectors there, so we can take questions from any sector. The way you go will be very digested in this public government. And we've made it as practical, as easy as possible, so that everybody can follow through. We do have some other papers, and those ones are our policy documents, which of course will come much later after our full discussion on this topic. So we will open the floor for questions on any of the public situation. Thank you very much. God bless you.